four to eight, you know, 4 to 6 foot back.
I don't know.
Okay, we go live.
They were canceled. I can't.
It's not like that.
No.
Okay, we will call the Common Council meeting to order at 6:02 p.m. on Tuesday, March 8th, 2022. Let's stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Roll call, please.
Weigel.
Here.
Varga.
Here.
Middleton.
Here.
Crowder.
Here.
Romano.
Present.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on February 22nd, 2022. Were there any changes or corrections? I did give one change over to over to Rosie that under the department reports that Tom LaRue is LEPC instead of LAPC. Besides that, any other changes? Hearing none, could I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Tad for the discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. Next up, we are going to have the public hearing for the annexation of the small little strip of park property. So we will pause the Common Council meeting and open the floor to any public comments regarding that annexation. Hearing no comments, we'll close the public hearing. And just for your information, we're going to actually read the annexation ordinance in three readings, which is abnormal, but because of the timeline set by the state, that's kind of what we have to do. So for the second reading, can I have a motion to read ordinance 2022-4 by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, second by Dan. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read ordinance 2022-4 by title only.
Ordinance 2022-4, an ordinance of the City Council of the City of Columbia City, Indiana, annexing certain territory to the City of Columbia City, Indiana, placing the same within the corporate boundaries thereof, and making the same a part of the City of Columbia City.
So as a reminder, there was a little strip of park property that would have been on the northeast side of Morse's Park, up kind of near the pond area, that was purchased as a exchange, if you will, for the 205 project in front of the park. Due to federal rules, we had to buy a sliver of additional land for park space, but we never annexed that into the city limits. And so that is that's the request. That's what we're doing again. This is the second reading of that, and we plan to have the third reading at the next meeting. So any questions, comments, concerns? Yes, this is us annexing ourselves. So procedural motion. Okay, hearing none, can I have a motion to approve ordinance 2022-4 on second reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, second by Tad. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. Next up is the public hearing for the alley vacate. So if you are unaware, there is a section of property that is, it's actually an old alley. I'm not even sure. Is there actual stone in the alley?
There is a approach off, but no.
Yeah. So there are two pieces of property on North Oak Street there that the property owner, you can see it kind of in the picture there, but the property owner owns both property, the properties on both sides. There's a platted alley there, but it's not utilized as an alley. There's no other alley. So if you're going from west to east, even if you were to use it as an alley, there's no other alley that connects further east of there, if that makes sense. There is a north-south alley, but there's no other east-west alley there. And this property owner, I know, has approached Chip and Rosie to try to get this alley vacated so that he can kind of do the full piece of that property there. We actually have, we do have some precedent on this, as you may remember. There was a piece of property over on East Jefferson Street that had the same scenario, although I don't think it had a east-west alley behind it. I think the north-south alley. Anyways, point of the matter is there's precedent behind us doing this. Again, if there were a platted, if not only was it platted alley, but it would also actually had stone in it, that may be another conversation. But since there's no stone in it, it's not used as an alley, it just makes a heck of a lot of sense to dedicate that over. At least that's our opinion. If the council believes differently, certainly we can take that.
And he owns both sides.
He owns both sides.
Okay.
Yep.
Is that where that, there was like a red house there?
There was.
They got torn down,
yes,
a couple of years ago?
Yes.
Was it, was that house on that, where that alley is?
For some reason,
I drove by it once or twice a day, so.
That's a good question. I don't know if it was actually on the alley or if it was just on the edge on that north property or not, but it was very close to it, if not.
Yeah, yes. I just remember that house was kind of set back.
I wonder if it was the driveway, just the way the road kind of turns.
Oh, it could have been.
There's a little bit of stone right at the edge,
like
of the
a
road.
Dirt driveway kind of thing?
Yeah.
Or, gotcha.
Because that's a sizable area.
Yeah, yeah. Dan?
Yeah, I have no problem with this, but I think you need to make sure we're following proper procedure for alley vacates with the plan.
That's for the county.
Say what?
That's county's business.
Yes. Well, but if you're vacating an alley, it's also going to probably need a survey.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's going to create either a parcel, and then it could be combined with the other two.
Yep.
So, I mean, there's a
He knows he's got to go to the parcel committee.
Yes.
But, like I say, you might want to check with them on making sure everything gets...
Mm-hmm.
We ran through this crazy thing before. Mm-hmm. And, it's
not on the city's dime to pay for,
sure,
surveys and whatnot.
Absolutely. He, and he, Chip, correct me if I'm wrong, he understands this will be completely on his dime to do all that,
yes,
right?
Right. So that's what I'm saying. There's a little more,
yep,
to this than just saying, hey, we'll vacate that.
Sure. And I think if you'll notice in our agenda, it there's no official document. We're not officially approving it tonight. We're just having the public hearing for it.
Okay.
But before we keep moving forward, I think it was the point of this was to make sure we have the conversation here of whether or not anybody had any concerns with it. So, and then we'll make sure, Chip will make sure it goes through the process of the county as well. So with that, I'll...
I have a question.
Yes.
Have you confirmed there's no utilities?
Yes.
Okay.
So we will pause the council meeting and open up for public hearing regarding the alley vacate. Hearing nothing, we'll close the public hearing and restart the common council meeting. So sounds like you're getting general approval to keep moving forward, Chip. Okay.
Can I ask you a question?
You may.
There's obviously value for that size of a property. How is that, attributed to, pardon me?
He has development plans for it.
Okay. And so.
Yeah, to be clear, with the picture that's on there, the blue that's colored, that's a property. That's not the alley.
Oh.
The alley is the little sliver.
The sliver between.
Yes.
Got it.
Okay.
Because I was like,
it's a big chunk of property, yes. Yes, I apologize. I wasn't clear about that. Yeah, the little sliver right next
in
to it.
In between
the alley, yes. Yep, the platted alley.
Now I understand.
Yep.
Got it.
Yep.
So do we wait till it goes to the county to do an ordinance? Do we do the ordinance? And then it goes to the county.
Didn't I prepare a vacation process?
I think there was a vacation process, yeah.
So he just needs to follow that.
Follow that process, yep. So we'll make sure it goes to that process is the point.
Because this was, Nathan and I think even Dan had some comment on this, that we put this all together. So it's from all of us, so we want to follow this.
Supporting that process,
mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay, very good. Next up is ordinance 2022-7, I think. Is that right? Let me double check here. Yes. Can I have a motion to read ordinance 2022-7 by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, motion second, and motion by Jennifer, second by Tad. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read ordinance 2022-7 by title only.
Ordinance 2022-7, an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Columbia City, Indiana, to amend sections 50.06 of the Code of Ordinances regarding the rates and charges of the Columbia City Municipal Electric Utility.
Sean.
Scrolling. So we do the vacation first. I'm sorry. Are we?
Number 7.
Okay.
Yeah, ordinance 7, 22-7. This is
regarding. Yeah, so this is for the peak management.
Yeah.
We were looking through the ordinances because we're looking at doing a new ordinance for our solar or generated customer ordinance. And as I was looking for an old net metering ordinance, I found this one in the codified ordinance book. This is a peak management program that we haven't done in over 20 years, I would say, since I've been here. We don't even have the devices to do this anymore. They were provided to us by our power provider at the time. They have stopped doing this process as well. So we needed to get this out of our ordinances. Just in case someone comes and says, hey, I want to do the program, we don't have it available. It's not great customer service for us to have it in there and not even have the program available. So this was what we're looking to get out of the ordinance with this.
Clear as mud.
So that just takes it out of the system then?
Yeah. Correct. It takes it out of our ordinance book. It was something that was approved back in 96, I think, I want to say.
Yeah.
And obviously not something we practice anymore, but something that just kind of stayed in the books. So, any questions about that? Okay. Can I have a motion to approve ordinance 2022-7 on first reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Tad. Further discussion?
Just clarification for me on this, on this ordinance request. There is another ordinance somewhere that talks about charges, right? And rates?
Yes. This section of the ordinance only specifically addresses that peak management credit piece.
Okay.
So the rates and charges aren't even actually touched by this. It's only just that little segment.
It's just a little misleading the way it's worded. So.
Sure. Gotcha. Okay. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Move that to second reading. Okay, next up is ordinance 2022-8. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by Dan. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read ordinance 2022-8 by title only.
Ordinance 2022-8, an ordinance amending Chapter 75, Traffic Schedules of Title 7 of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Columbia City, Indiana.
So this this is the traffic schedule for the new segment of Cambridge Crossing. Any pretty well self-explanatory, but question? Yes.
Yeah. The only thing I see is a lot of people argue about the directionals.
Okay.
On that, I'm not so sure that Indian River Cove should be North Indian River Cove.
Okay.
You might want to check that out to make sure.
Okay.
Do these
street names come from Kelly? Okay.
Kelly Rosali normally gives them directly to me.
Yeah, he wrote them out here. He just says Boulder Run West.
What happens is usually the planning department don't like directionals, and then the dispatch likes directionals.
Okay.
And then in town, we have it's both ways, right?
Okay.
So, I mean, honestly, I don't care. Just tell me which way to go.
Well, I guess the question is at the end of the day, is how did we, when we approved the streets in Board of Works, did we approve them with the directionals?
That's what I'm thinking.
Because if we approved them with the directionals, I want the ordinance
If you pull it up on Beacon,
okay,
you should be able to see. How that works.
I can do that very quickly. Because to me, if we approved them with the directionals, I want to obviously maintain continuity there.
Right. There seems to be...
they have directionals on Beacon. But it also has what's
North Indian River Cove and West Portsmouth Cove? Yeah.
Yes. Yes. But has North Indian here, it's only Indian.
No. I know when I put that stuff together, I wish somebody would tell me one way or the other.
I gotcha.
They don't.
Is it N or North?
On Beacon it is.
It's N.
It's spelled. And no, on Beacon it's just an N.
Okay.
And then Boulder Run, is that one of them you brought up?
West Portsmouth Cove.
But that's already on there.
Yeah, it's west. Okay, then what was the other one? Boulder?
I know it's something about Old Bay.
It's in the ordinance. West Longfellow.
Yeah, I was going to say, where's Boulder?
That's on, that already has it.
There you go.
Boulder Run? I know, well, I know it's on there, but I'm not.
Oh, Beacon.
Yeah, I don't know where.
I know it's crazy.
Boulder Run.
Yeah, I don't have a Boulder Run. That's confusing. I don't know where Boulder Run is unless that was a sign that was put up at some point afterwards. I was going to say, it's not showing up on the map.
Boulder Run is down in, off of Hannah Street. So the north part of Hannah. Not Hannah Street, but it extends up through.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. My bad. So what I was thinking was that this was all regarding Cambridge Crossing, but Boulder Run is another section, but still included in the traffic code because it's a new street.
Correct.
So let me be very clear about that. Yes.
East
you said that.
Boulder Run.
Yes, it's East Boulder Run. Okay.
Correct.
And that's is that down? Where is that at? Is
that's
that down
off of Fowley River?
Okay. Oh, yes. Now I know what we're talking about. Okay, yes. Okay, so here's my suggestion, Council, is you can do this one of two ways. Either A, you can approve it this way and then amend it for the second reading to have those directional, or frankly, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but can they just make those corrections in this before they approve it? Just amend the ordinance or amend the...
Well, isn't this just the first reading?
Yeah.
Yeah. They can just prove it with me changing it.
Changing that to the second reading. That's what I thought. Is that right? Council members, are you all okay with that? Okay. Okay, very good. Any other questions, comments, concerns about that?
Was Indian River, was that just Indian River?
No, that was...
Was that changed too?
Hold on, let me get back there.
North Indian River.
North Indian River and then West.
Okay.
And yeah, I think that's for, yeah, okay. Okay, do I have a motion to approve ordinance 2022-8 on first reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Tad, seconded by Jennifer. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. We'll move it to second reading and make those adjustments for the second reading. Okay. Okay, so I have been informed by our fire chief that Mr. Copa is here. Which one? Is that you? Okay, hello. So we have already kind of done the public hearing for it, but I do want to give you an opportunity if you want to kind of come up and just say something or anything. You know, you don't want to say anything? Okay. Okay. Well, and so we didn't have any comments on public hearing, so Chip is going to lead through the process because I think there's some work you got to do with the county, but I think you know all this already, so I don't want to beat a dead horse here, but I think in general we're supportive of it. Okay. Council members, you have anything else to say that I've not covered? Okay. So thanks for coming. Sorry you missed it. But it was pretty straightforward. So obviously, like I said, we have precedent for what you're asking. It makes a lot of sense. There's no, you know, there's no real alley there. It's platted, but there's no real alley. So it makes a lot of sense for us. Okay. Great. Thank you. Okay. Next up is, let's see. I think ordinance 2022-9. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Motion by Danny, seconded by Dan. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read ordinance 2022-9 by title only.
Ordinance 2022-9, establishing interconnection standards for the Columbia City Electric Utility.
Sean.
Okay, so what this the point of this ordinance is twofold. Number one, clean up our process of having generation on our structures, on our grid, Right now, there's a two-step process to hook a solar or turbine or whatever to our grid. You have to fill out an interconnection application where I review the application, say yay or nay if I like the design. There's also an inspection by a professional engineer that has to be done. And then you have to fill out what they call an interconnection agreement, which is agreement between them and our utility on what they can do and what they can't do with putting generation back on our facilities. So what this ordinance will do is clean that up so they won't have to fill out the second interconnection agreement every time. It's already spelled out in our ordinances. But most importantly, what it does is it puts teeth behind our rules. So my interconnection agreement says you can't hook to our grid without my permission or the electric department's permission or the board works permission. And if you do, you have to unhook it. Well, what the ordinance says is if you do, it's a $500 fine, $2,500 if you, depending on is the maximum fine, I believe is what mm-hmm. it is. So it puts a little bit of teeth behind the process of these people, fly-by-night organizations that come along and put solar panels up and just tie them into the meter without letting anybody know. The reason why that's important is when my guys are working out on the lines during an outage, power goes both ways through our transformers. So if they put 120 volts on the line's dead, our guys think it's dead, it goes through our transformer, turns it back into 7,000 volts. So that's very dangerous for my guys. So that's why we have this process of interconnection agreement and application and inspection, because it's a huge safety concern for our guys. And so what this does, like I said, it just makes it a lot easier for me to say, listen, the ordinance is out there. You see the ordinance. Now you know what the rules are. Fill out your application. We'll do the inspection. We go from there. It really cleans the process up. This was written by both IMPA, myself, and Marcia cleaned it up for us as well. So I'm really happy with how the ordinance turned out. So if you have any other questions.
I know Sean and I had a meeting with the outgoing CEO of IMPA the other day, Raj Rao. And just as a side note, Raj has been there for, I think, all of our, he's retiring. So he's been there for a really, really long time, has really led IMPA in such a really strong way, and we're going to definitely miss his leadership. And welcome incoming CEO, Jack Alvey, who is currently a vice president, right?
Yeah, he's vice president.
Yeah, so, but anyways, I just say that to say at our meeting, there was quite a lot of discussion about solar. And certainly IMPA across the board is putting in tons of solar fields and stuff. But the nice thing that IMPA has done is they've basically taken us out sort of as a middleman when it comes to selling back. So if there is a resident in the city that does want to put in the solar panels, obviously they still got to go through our department because it's connected to our system. But when it comes to the actual selling back of electricity, if that's, you know, and there's a lot of things to go with that. But the point is they deal directly with IMPA. But the challenge for us, to Sean's point, is if it's still connected to our system and there's no checks in that, power goes out, our guys go work on the line because the power's out and it backfeeds from those solar panels or whatever, then we get into real issues. Really kind of the reason for this. So. Questions? I know it's a little gray, but you have any questions for Sean about the reasoning for this?
Sean, does that include the verbiage for a generator?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
And
anything that can push back voltage onto our system needs to be regulated by this ordinance just to so we have a little bit of like teeth to the inspection to the whatever we're doing. You know. So yeah, that counts turbines. If you were to put small nuclear in, they make that now. Anything you put on there for alternative generation is included in.
And just to give you one really quick example, correct me if I'm wrong, Sean, but at one point we had there was a meter that was in a house, but it was turned off. But they had a generator going that was actually backfeeding through the meter.
Right.
And thankfully our AMI system said, time out, there's power coming through here, there shouldn't be because it's turned off. Well, then we went and checked, and it was a pretty sketchy system that they had set up to try to bypass us, if you will. But But it's things like that that you know, there's really not a whole lot we can do without this ordinance to go back and say, like, you put our people in danger because you skirted the rules effectively. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hearing any other concerns, can I have a motion to approve ordinance 2022-9 on first reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Walt. Second by Tad. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. Next up is the Chris Lilly ordinance. Can I have a motion to read ordinance 2022-10 by title only?
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, second by Jenny. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read ordinance 2022-10 by title only.
Ordinance 2022-10, an ordinance amending Chapter 119, Farmers Market, of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Columbia City.
Chris, I'm going to have you come on up to the microphone this time, and if you wouldn't mind talking a little bit about maybe about some of the changes. I know, Jennifer, you've obviously been very, very involved in this as well. So, Chris, I don't know if you want to just start off by talking about reminding the council about the farmers market, kind of your history and stuff, and then we'll talk about the ordinance specifically.
Is the mic turned on?
Yes, I did turn the mic on, yes.
Excuse me, but I'm sorry, the history?
Well, no, I just talk about the farmers market. Okay. Remind the public and remind the council about the farmers market.
The farmers market is one of the greatest events that happens in Whitley County throughout the entire
year. Absolutely.
Fair enough?
That is fair. Yes.
That is my opinion.
Yes.
What we're trying to do is update the ordinance to match what we're trying to do with the farmers market currently moving forward. Basically, up to this point, we would shut down Chauncey Street and we put vendors on both sides of the street. And up until this year, it was basically Chief LaRue's opinion that we needed to have the vendors on the west side of the street facing the street. We got the vendors on the east side facing the sidewalk, so that we left a large enough fire lane should there be an emergency that they would need to use the 100 block of Chauncey Street. A couple of board members met with him and Chief Gary Parrott, and determined that it could very possibly be feasible that we face the vendors on both sides of the street towards the center of the street, thus creating like a farmer's market.
A chute.
Like a funnel, excuse me, if you will, down Chauncey Street so that the vendors on both sides of the street would have the opportunity for the customers to actually go down the middle of the street. With the history of the farmers market, I believe we just closed that street. This would be my fourth year as president, so 3 years.
3 years ago, I think. Yeah.
To enable us to increase the size of the farmers market, have more vendors. So basically, what the amendments that we have submitted are that the vehicles will park perpendicular to the curb, like we have previously. And that they will not exceed a measurement of 20 feet from the curb, which will allow that 20-foot code of a fire.
Okay.
Is that clear?
Yeah. I have a couple of things. First of all, Tom, am I correct in saying also that they can put tables in the middle so long as they are movable?
Correct. That was part of the discussion that we had with the board.
Right. So typically when we bend out of the back of our vehicles.
Right. I think what we're saying, though, is that you could have another vendor park elsewhere and sell from a table in the middle. Mm-hmm. They just can't have their vehicle right there.
Right. And we're not looking to do that yet.
Okay. But if you need to for future growth, that leaves some space.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I interrupted you. Repeat yourself.
I think what we're saying is that for future growth, that leaves you an option.
In the middle.
Correct. But at this point, we've chosen to avoid that because of the safety hazards involved with that. That, in our opinion, would involve having a vendor bring their products and their table and set it in the center of the street and then drive away, park, move elsewhere. One of the problems we caused serious safety concern on my own personal behalf as well as the board's, that while these vehicles are pulling out to leave before the market is closed, that, you know, somebody could get hurt. And we felt like adding that additional variable where they would have to unload and park elsewhere would magnify the safety concerns dramatically.
Okay.
So for this year,
we
would like to just vendors on both sides of the street bending towards the center of the street.
Sure.
Gotcha.
And visit that in the future, provided that we were full.
The other thing that I wanted to mention, this is more of a Marcia thing. Under the fourth whereas and under section 1A, it looks like we need to add county between Whitley and Farmers. Just for the consistency of Whitley.
And just so you know, there's another issue too. I missed a section, so I've got sections, well, I didn't miss it, I just added. I need to change section 6 to be section 5. So I did catch that already.
If I might interject a comment there, the entity itself has no county in it.
Okay.
Oh, then really?
Somebody bought up all those names so
somewhere
they weren't
else.
Available.
Oh. So it's supposed to be Whitley Farmers Market?
Yeah, the legal entity is Whitley Farmers.
Then we need to
market.
Change it elsewhere because in section 3D it says Whitley County Farmers Market. So.
Yep.
Well, I don't really care.
Okay,
do you DBA?
I'm sorry?
Do you DBA? Do you go by a different... Because this was in the original, was how that was written. So how do you... What do you call yourselves?
Well, yeah, we call ourselves a Whitley County Farmers Market.
Okay.
So would that satisfy it?
I'll go back and read how the ordinance reads.
Okay, the way we're registered with the state is Whitley Farmers Market.
Right, so, okay, so A is correct, but 3D... I think was the DBA, so I'll go back and read how the ordinance reads. I'll take you to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
Well, I know that name is not available, so should we need to change it?
Okay.
And the only other change was that the president, I'm not sure that's the right language there, but it should be the president of the board. Possibly on 119.04D.
So it shall designate?
Well, so originally, and then this is going way back, you sort of had a president, not necessarily of the board, but just the one that spoke to us. So it was like the separate. So now, I mean, I don't care how I write it, but now,
right.
Would you prefer that to be the president of the board? Okay.
Yes. Moving forward.
Gotcha.
GMO.
No, I would just want to say, though, that in the future, for the sake of everybody's time and energy going into this, that any changes probably should be really cleared by all of you before they come to the ordinance committee, so that we're not doing that right here. And what was presented to us was under the auspices that had been approved by everybody.
Gotcha. Okay.
It saves us the frustration of having to go back and change something and the cost involved of, you know, an attorney addressing this, whereas it should just be kind of a one-move process, if that makes sense.
Understood.
And I am costly.
We're not just volunteers for the past decade.
So with all the changes we've discussed, would it be the preference of, I guess, Jennifer and or Marcia to, do you want to do the same thing we did with the others, which is approve and then have those changes for the next meeting, or would you rather table?
Well, here's the problem, is I'm not exactly how I'm going to change the one area. So
we should bring this back.
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah,
and in the meantime,
I don't think time-wise it'll make any difference for you.
Yeah. In the meantime, maybe go back with your group and make sure there's nothing else that you want to change.
Adjust,
Because now is the time to make that change.
Okay.
Well, I mean, you've already gotten approval from the board to actually move forward with the farmer's market for this year, for the street closing and stuff. So, but if we can get this nailed down before May, that obviously that would be preferential.
Well, I was
So I think that's what we'll do. Council, can I have a motion to table the ordinance?
I move we table the ordinance.
Okay.
Second.
I have a motion, second. All those in favor of tabling, give the usual sign. It's unanimous. We'll table that. Y'all get together, figure it out. And maybe by, is it reasonable to think we can get this done by the next meeting?
Oh, yeah. No, it okay. won't take, I promise I'll be quick. But I do need to look, I do want to see how the other ordinance reads.
Yes.
Try to correct that correct.
Not a problem. Okay. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Appreciate it
Thank
very
you.
Much. Okay. I think up next is department head reports. Mike.
I still continue to answer questions on the RFQ we sent out for the Jefferson Main Force Main project. We have three rounds of biomonitoring testing that we have to do for a agreed order. We passed the first one. The second set of samples are scheduled to be collected and sent to EnviroScience March 14th through the 18th. Our UV bulbs, they took advantage of the warmer days last week, installed those. And I've been doing some testing on that with some reagents that are still good, but we were not allowed to report with those for the 2022 season. So we're using those just for testing purposes to make sure that we have everything dialed in correctly. I have the long-term control plan warranty inspection with United Consulting on Thursday, and we're working on quotes for chemicals for our stormwater treatment at the facility. So, that's all I got.
Questions of Mike? Thank you. Mike.
Right now, we're working on Westgate. We have four homes out there that we have to move the water lines, put them deeper underneath the road because you're going to be lowering it. Also, we have two other services to hook up this week. Plus, we got the high service pump at the booster station back running today and back in service.
Question to Mike. Thank you. Thomas.
At the last meeting, I should have never said anything about everything working correctly in the fire department. Today, we have two vehicles at the mechanic. One with plugged up, catalytic converters, and then 101 is leaking coolant from the headliner. So Brad's really, really, really happy with this. But not nearly as happy as these two when they bought me 13,000 gallons of water that we leaked in our toilet down at the museum. I'm still trying to blame Mark for it, but I'm having a hard sell with Rosie on that. So, we turned the water on at the museum. The toilet leaked. A lot of times it's unattended, and it ran 13,000 gallons of water through it. Craziness. So, I guess it happens. But we do have it fixed.
That's what there is.
I think that's about it. There's a lot of things happening. One thing I forgot to tell the Board of Works earlier was our hiring process is still underway. Went from 11 candidates. We are down to two that have made it through the physical ability test. So those two will be coming in for interviews. As we got okayed months ago, we do have two positions open. So hopefully we have some viable candidates. If not, we'll be asking for permission to restart the process. So,
question to Tom. Thank you. Sean.
So our guys did have an interesting weekend. Our gentleman on call had five call-outs just Saturday morning to Sunday morning with the storms that went through. He had over 16 hours of overtime put in. We had trees down on lines. We had all sorts of craziness. A house fire clear up on North Brown Road. So just been really busy trying to catch up this week from all the things that kind of the storm caused over the weekend. Still been working on that all week. Other than that, thanks for your support on the ordinances. Those are going to be really important moving forward because we're still – on a daily basis, I'm dealing with solar customers. So there's a lot of salesmen out there. I just want to emphasize, if any of your voters ask questions, I do have an article on the website under the electric department on whether solar makes sense and when it makes sense and when it doesn't, because there's a lot of misinformation out there on solar and return on investment and things like that. So feel free to look that up if you're interested at all. Other than that.
question to Sean.
Sean, I'm going to say a few weeks ago you talked about subcontractor either maintaining our fiber network outside,
right,
or we do it in-house of our own.
Right.
Is that still in process?
Yeah, so we've got a meeting coming up with some county commissioners and things, and that might change our approach on it some as well. I'm curious to see what they have to say first, but okay. Eventually we're going to need to look to either contract a full-time maintenance crew contractor, or we're going to have to start our own department or train our own guys. So, you know,
that's kind of a double-edged sword, because yeah. I think when the fiber optic network was introduced, we knew then someday down the road mm-hmm. we're going to make that decision.
Right.
And I was, and I know it's starting to get a little louder every time we start talking about fiber and networks right. and uptime and downtime right. in regards to the network being stable. So I was curious to see what it was.
Yeah, like I said, I'm curious to see what our discussions are with the county and things, but we use that fiber quite a bit, and it's been a huge, huge asset to our city and our community even. So, and we did have the forethought when we put it in to build it fairly large so we can build out moving forward. So we still have that capacity there.
And some of them have retainers, so you can put a certain company on retainer.
Right.
And again, just another option.
Yep.
Other questions? Thank you. Terry?
We met last week with the state police, and they were trying to prep us for an FBI audit that's coming in April for dispatch. So we've got some issues to work through there to make sure everything's ready for them. Working with SDS on firewall issues and free Wi-Fi. He'll be in tomorrow to start working on some of that stuff. And worked with Spectrum Engineering today to help finish up the work on the SCADA system. I think the alarm are all now current and working properly.
Question to Terry. Thanks, sir. Chip.
Just got word today. Westgate is starting March 1st. Currently, water department's moving water lines. NIPSO's coming in at the end of the week and moving gas lines. So hopefully we're anticipating March 1st. Got a verbal agreement to purchase the tension pond, and things are moving forward, so other
than that. Question to the chip.
March 1st to
March
or
May 1st?
May
1st.
Sorry.
I moved up.
He moved up. Wow.
March 1st.
Question to the chip.
Please don't tell Sharon more.
Thank you. Mark.
We have all the tennis nets up and all the pickleball nets up, so they're ready to go. It's in nice weather, which has days of this. Lights are away. Registration for baseball and softball has been crazy the last 5 to 6 days. Registration ended today, and somebody would put on a waiting list. They won't be the rest of the week, but just kind of getting ready for spring.
Question to Mark. Thank you, Marcia.
Nothing.
Rosie.
Nothing.
A bunch of things to let you know about. First of all, we're having some conversations with the school just about lots of different projects we're working on. As soon as I get kind of more information, all that kind of stuff, I'll certainly, you know, let you know more about that. But certainly one of their big priorities is a water line out to Northern Heights that you all are well aware about. And I know Mike is working on a RF. Request for qualifications for that, for the engineering of that project. Also had a conversation this afternoon before Board of Works regarding the long-term control plan project. There's some complications with the closeout of that project, so we're working with United and USDA Rural Development to try to get those things squared away and cleaned out. It's not at all on our side. It's completely on the contractor's side, so we're trying to get that figured out. As I told the Board of Works, I'll let you know, at the last council meeting, I had let you know that I was planning to attend. I've been asked to attend the county council meeting this morning regarding potential for any kind of potential for combined dispatch. I was then disinvited because they weren't ready for me, which, again, as I've told you all and as I've told the county officials, the city is perfectly happy with where we're at. We're perfectly good with doing our own thing, but if there's opportunities to partner, we certainly want to be wanting to have conversations about that. So I only say that to say that the county is still working out their piece, and we're kind of just here. So we're ready and willing to have conversations if anybody wants to have conversations. So that's where we're at. Wanted to let you know that I'm going to be out of the office from Thursday through next Tuesday. My good friend and council president, Walt Crowder, is going to be in charge during those days. I've already instructed the department heads they can't ask for anything to be purchased during that time frame. But also, just want to let you know that that young man over here to my right turns 30 again on Friday. So happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you.
Also want to let you know next week we're going to be hosting the Mayors and Commissioners Caucus on Wednesday. So excited about doing that. I'm going to be meeting the new chamber director coming up next week. So excited about that, and have a call with the State Arts Commission person. We got a big couple of weeks, so that's going to be happening as well. And then reminder, CIP committee is happening after this council meeting. Walter.
I have nothing. I was just going to say, I think my happy birthday, right, coming up?
The 12th.
Okay. So I think, Mike, we should, anybody that was born in March for the next meeting. No, I have nothing.
Thank you, Dan.
Well, happy birthday, Mike.
Oh, I have nothing.
Jennifer.
Nothing.
Tad.
Happy early birthday, Mike. I just felt like I needed
getting
we had good. RDC today. There wasn't really anything earth-shattering that happened with that. We had an issue with some barrels with some that weren't supposed to be there for such a long time period with some chemicals in it. They've been removed, and it wasn't our mistake. It was the engineer or the contractor's mistake. So they've taken care of it, and we're getting reimbursed for that.
Working with the contractor.
That's not yet. So. Is this or down there along the track?
Yes, that's for Cardinal Grange.
We took them all over to Chip's house. Put them in his
which happens.
Okay.
Lake house, hey, to make fear
I forgot to let you know, Gary did give me, did send me an update. He's out this week, but he said ammo is still running behind. They're saying that they should have it sometime this month. Training schedule is being finalized. They're doing a lot of in-house training this year, as you would imagine. They have settled the insurance for the car, the wreck. They got $28,623.50 out of it. They're also trying to get them to pay for a new camera, which is about $4,800 as well. Of course, vehicles are tough to find right now. They're updating their policies and SOPs. Dispatch update, they've replaced the microwave vacuum and coffee maker in dispatch. I don't know why that's important, but he put that down. So it's important to them, to be fair. So they did have an audit, as I think maybe Terry mentioned. They had an audit with IDAX. It passed with only one small issue. They also are making a correction on a firearm make on the report. And they're doing the FBI. They're preparing for the FBI audit. Let's see if there's anything else on there. I feel like there was something else I need to let you know, but I don't remember what it was. So, in any case, I think that's what's happening. We have no audience. We have no press, so we'll call the meeting adjourned. Thank you.
Let's look how different we look.